This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Earlier this year, Cambridge, Massachusetts finished up a small guaranteed income pilot program. For a year and a half, ending this past March, 130 low-income single parents got $500 a month to spend on anything, no strings attached. The city has now restarted that program and opened it up to all families with kids that meet the income requirements for a family of three. That's about $62,000 a year. UBI, Universal Basic Income, isn't a new idea, and there is a growing number of cities and counties around the country that are experimenting with pilot programs. Cambridge, though, is the first to expand it to all eligible families, as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
To live in one of the most expensive cities in one of the most expensive states in the country, Cara Gauss works two jobs at two different nonprofits, one full-time, one part-time.
When you think of low income, sometimes people think of those who work for minimum wage or those who aren't working at all. Low income in this state could mean that you're still working two jobs and it can be above minimum wage.
As a single mom with two kids, Gauss has only been able to afford to live in Cambridge because she qualified for affordable housing. It was in the lobby of her apartment building in 2021 that she first saw a flyer advertising the city's guaranteed income pilot.
At first glance, I was like, it just felt like it was too good to be true. I was like, no strings attached, just getting it.
But it wasn't too good to be true. She applied and was selected. And she says having an extra $500 a month for a year and a half made a huge difference. She was able to build up her savings, go back to school to finish her bachelor's degree in psychology, and
I also paid off my car. That was the big part.
The idea behind guaranteed income programs is that everyone should have enough to cover at least their basic needs.
Like food and housing and bills.
Tina Alou at the Cambridge Economic Opportunity Committee says after hearing stories from local parents like Cara Gauss about how much the pilot program helped them,
the city and the partners were really committed to being able to expand on it. It was just having the money to be able to do it.
Finding the money for these kinds of programs is almost always an issue. But in this case, Geeta Pradhan at the nonprofit Cambridge Community Foundation says the city had about $88 million in COVID relief funding that it needed to spend.
And we made the case that the population that had actually the highest level of negative impacts from COVID were low-income families.
City officials voted to put $22 million of that funding into expanding the guaranteed income program. Starting this month, all families with kids in the city making less than 250% of the federal poverty line are eligible. For a family of four, that's $75,000. Other cities and counties around the country are also using some of their COVID funding, along with private funding, to experiment with guaranteed income programs.
Literally every week or 2 weeks, we hear about a new pilot.
Sean Klein is associate director of the Stanford Basic Income Lab, which is tracking these programs.
I think right now there's roughly around 60 live pilots, and we've had more than 100 over the past year. So we've really seen kind of a remarkable explosion of interest in this policy idea.
Klein thinks there are a couple of reasons for that.
One is a decades-long kind of creeping economic insecurity, but it was really punctuated, I think, during COVID, which laid bare dramatic inequities.
And COVID relief funding gave cities and counties a lot more money to work with. But once that money's gone, Klein expects many of these guaranteed income programs will end.
Because typically local government doesn't have the revenue base to support it.
In Cambridge, Mayor Sumbul Siddiqui says city officials are already thinking about ways to keep their program going long term.
But I think the only way that programs like this can be sustainable, you know, is through some dedicated funding at the state or federal level.
Which seems unlikely, at least in the immediate future. Nationally, there's still a lot of political opposition to guaranteed income programs. But Siddiqui says she thinks as more places experiment with them and there's more research on the outcomes, that might change.
I think our hope is that Cambridge is helping to pave the path to show how impactful programs like this are.
For Cara Gauss, getting to participate in the pilot program made a big impact. And now that Cambridge has expanded it to all eligible families, she's just started getting those checks again.
For the first round of money, I feel like I focused on becoming more financially stable for myself.
This time around, she says, she wants to start savings accounts for her kids. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.